Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Deep Dive, the show that's, well, your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed. We cut through the noise to get you straight to the insights that matter most. Before we jump into today's topic, though, a huge shout-out to our supporter, SafeServer. They're the experts you want for software hosting, and they're a real partner in digital transformation, basically helping you level up your tech and navigate that whole complex digital world. If you're looking to empower your projects, definitely check them out at www.safeserver.de. Again, that's www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's be real. In today's world, we're just swimming, maybe drowning in information, right? Whether you're trying to find that one perfect pair of shoes online, or maybe pinpoint a specific song in a giant music library, or digging for that crucial file buried somewhere, we all want the same thing. Instant access, effortless. Find exactly what you need right away, no messing around. And today, we're taking a deep dive into TypeSense. It's a really powerful open source tool designed specifically to make those search experiences less frustrating and honestly delightful.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. TypeSense is fundamentally an open source lightning fast search engine, but it's like built for mere mortals. That's how they put it. The main goal is top performance, absolutely, but just as important as ease of use. It's about making sure you don't need, you know, a PhD or a huge dedicated team to get fantastic search working, or even just to understand what it can do. It kind of demystifies search tech.
I like that, for mere mortals. Okay, so our mission for this deep dive, unpack what TypeSense is, see how it stacks up against the big, often way more complex players out there, and figure out why it's getting so much attention for making search powerful, but also accessible and, well, efficient for pretty much everyone. We've gathered insights straight from the TypeSense GitHub repository and their official website, so we're getting it from the source. Think of this as your fast track to understanding what might be the next big thing in search. Okay, let's make this real. Think about those everyday search frustrations. You know the feeling. You type something, hit enter, and you wait. Or worse, you make one tiny typo, just one letter off, and boom, no results found. So annoying. Or maybe you get too much back, just a flood of stuff that isn't quite right, and you feel totally lost. We want fast, easy, precise, but search often feels more like, I don't know, digging through a messy attic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a common pain point. And that's exactly where TypeSense comes in, is this elegant solution. At its core, it's a fast, typo-tolerant, in-memory fuzzy search engine. Okay, let's break that down a bit, because those terms are key to the no PhD required idea. Fuzzy just means it's forgiving. You misspell something, only remember part of a name. TypeSense is smart enough to often guess what you meant and still find it.
So it understands intent, not just the exact letters I type.
Exactly. It gets what you meant, not just what you typed. That's huge for user experience. And then in memory, this is really interesting because it's core to its speed. It means the search index, the data it's searching, is loaded right into the computer's RAM, its working memory.
Okay, so like keeping the important stuff right on your desk instead of filed away somewhere.
Precisely. Imagine looking for a book. Is it faster to grab it off the shelf next to you or go search boxes in the garage? In memory is having it right there on the shelf. Super fast lookups. It's all designed to cut complexity and give you that genuinely delightful fast search without needing deep technical expertise.
That attic versus bookshelf analogy really clicks. Okay, so here's where it gets like really interesting for a lot of folks. TypeSense often gets mentioned as an alternative, maybe even a better one sometimes, compared to big names like Elasticsearch or Algolia. For someone starting out or even a developer looking for a simpler way, what really sets TypeSense apart? Why choose it?
Yeah, the differences are pretty stark when you look at actually using them. Take Elasticsearch. It's powerful, no doubt. Huge scale, complex queries. It can do a lot. But it's often a really big piece of software. Setting it up, tuning it, scaling it, that can be complex, often needs specialized teams. Significant ongoing effort.
So a big investment in just managing the search part.
Right. You have to ask, do you want your team focused on managing search infrastructure or building your actual product? TypeSense flips that. It's designed to be lightweight, but still really powerful and scalable. And it comes as a single binary.
One file, seriously.
Yeah, pretty much. You download one file, run it, and you're basically ready to go. No complex installs, no fighting dependencies. It's plug and play for search. The focus is really on developer happiness. A clean, well-documented API that's a toolkit for programmers to interact with it.
Mm.
And the API is designed to be straightforward, so it, you know, it just works well out of the box, less tinkering needed.
Wow, okay. One file install sounds amazing for anyone who's struggled with setup before. So what about Algolia then? That's often a hosted service people know. How does TypeSense compare there, especially cost and flexibility-wise?
That's a really important comparison. Algolia is great, performs well, good UX, but it's proprietary hosted search as a service.
Mm-hmm.
The potential issue there is cost. As your site or app grows, you hit search limits, indexing limits, and suddenly your bill can jump. It can get expensive fast.
Ah, the scaling cost trap.
Exactly. TypeSense, being open source, gives you the choice. Run it on your own servers, totally free, besides your server costs. That's potentially huge savings as you scale. Or, if you want managed convenience, there's TypeSense Cloud. But its pricing is different. It's based on fixed hourly costs for the server resources. It's predictable, not based on how many records you have or how many searches people do, which can be hard to predict and budget for with other services.
Okay, predictable pricing is a big plus. Any key technical differences besides the hosting model?
Yes, a key one for efficiency. TypeSense can give you sorted results from a single index. So if you want users to sort products by price or by date or by rating, TypeSense handles that efficiently with one main data structure. Algolia often needs you to create separate duplicate indices for each sort order. Sort by price, that's one index. Sort by date, another index.
Which means more memory usage, more complexity.
Right. More memory, more management overhead. Now, to be fair, Algolia does have some very mature features like built-in personalization and server-side analytics that TypeSense is still building out. But for core search functionality, and especially for analytics, you can easily use standard web analytics tools with TypeSense on the client side for now. For many, the simplicity, cost, and open source benefits outweigh those current differences.
Yeah, it really sounds like ease of use is deeply embedded. And the sources mentioned getting from zero to instant search in like 30 seconds. That's incredible. Plus multiple easy install options, Docker, native binaries, the managed cloud. It seems built to remove friction. So, okay, it's easy, it's fast. But what about the features? What specific things does TypeSense offer that make the search experience itself better, smarter, more delightful for the person actually doing the searching?
Right. Beyond the basics, there are some really user-friendly features. First off, typo tolerance. This is massive. It handles typos gracefully, out of the box, no special setup needed. Remember the example from their docs? Search Stork, and it finds Stark Industries.
Huh. Okay, that's smart. We've all made those typos.
Exactly. It just understands. Then, the blazing fast speed. We keep saying it, but it's engineered for it, built in C++N, aiming for under 50 meters response times. That speed feels good to users. You also get great control with tunable ranking, sorting, fasting, and filtering. Sounds tucky, but it's about control. Tunable ranking lets you decide what's most important in results. Maybe newer items first or higher rated ones. Sorting is obvious. Let users sort by price, date, etc.
And faceting and filtering, is that like the sidebar options on shopping sites?
Precisely. Like filter by brand, filter by size, filter by color.
Yeah.
It lets users slice and dice the results easily. Turns a huge list into exactly what they want, makes finding things intuitive.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Very user-centric.
Definitely. And synonyms are great, too. Handles things like pants versus trousers, sneakers versus trainers. Users find stuff even if they use different words. Then we get into more advanced territory, but still kept accessible. Vector search and semantic hybrid search.
Mm.
This is cool. It's about understanding meaning, not just keywords.
So going beyond exact word matching.
Right. Think searching for comfortable shoes for walking. And it finds results even if they don't use those exact words because it understands the concept. It uses AI models to find eerily accurate results, matching the intent.
Wow. Okay. That's next level.
It is. And even more so is conversational search with built-in RAG. RAG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. Think ChatGPT, but running securely over your own data. Your company docs, your knowledge base, whatever you index.
Wait, so I can ask it questions in normal language.
Exactly. You can ask something like, what's our policy on international shipping? And instead of just giving you a list of documents where that might be mentioned, it retrieves the relevant info from your data and then generates a clear natural language answer. Like, our policy states that based on the documents it read.
That's incredible. It's not just finding, it's answering. That changes everything for internal knowledge search or customer support bots.
It's a huge leap. And there's also geosearch, perfect for finding things nearby, like stores or services within a certain distance. And finally, federated search. This lets you search across different types of information at once. Like one search bar could hit your products, your blog posts, and your help docs simultaneously.
Bringing it all together in one place. Very neat. Okay, those features are compelling, but you know, proof is in the pudding. Numbers talk. What kind of actual performance are we talking about? And who's really using this? Can it handle serious scale?
It definitely handles scale. The benchmarks are pretty telling. Let's take one example. A data set of 2.2 million recipes, names, ingredients, the whole thing. Indexing that took only about 900 megabytes of RAM in TypeSense. And on a fairly standard server, four virtual CPUs, it handled 104 concurrent searches per second.
100 people searching at the exact same time.
Yep. And the average processing time, just 11 milliseconds. Near instant.
Yeah.
Or a bigger one. 28 million books. Titles, authors, categories. That used about 14 gigs of RAM. Same server, it managed 46 concurrent searches per second, average time 28 milliseconds. So even with tens of millions of items, it stays incredibly responsive.
All right.
That directly impacts user happiness and can mean lower server costs for you.
Those are solid numbers. Really backs up the speed claims. What about adoption? Is it just niche or are lots of people using it?
Oh, it's way beyond niche now. TypeSense Cloud, their managed service, is serving over 10 billion searches every month. That's massive real-world usage.
10 billion. Okay, yeah, that's serious.
In the Docker images, how developers often run it, downloaded over 12 million times. That's just a huge active community. It's being used by all sorts of companies,
yeah.
From scrappy startups building the next big thing to well-known household names. You can even play with live demos on their site, searching 32 million songs or those 28 million books instantly. It really shows it off.
Okay, impressive scale and adoption. Now, that open source aspect is a big draw, but licenses, sometimes they're confusing. You mentioned the server is GPL 3.0, but the client libraries are Apache. Can you break that down? What does GPL mean for someone using the TypeSense server?
Yeah, it's a good question, and they've put thought into this. So the core TypeSense server is GPL 3.0z. The client libraries, the bits you use in your app code to talk to the server, are Apache licensed. Let's simplify the GPL part for the server. Think of it like this. GPL is designed to ensure that improvements to the core open source project benefit the whole community in the long run. If you take the TypeSense server code, modify it, and then distribute that modified version, like selling it as a service or including it in software you distribute, you generally need to make your modifications available under the same GPL license. Share your improvements back.
Okay, so it encourages giving back to the project if you build upon it and share it, like Linux.
It's exactly like Linux. It's a common model for foundational open source projects. But here's a key point. If you modify the TypeSense server and only use it internally within your company without distributing those changes outside, you generally don't have to open source your internal modifications.
Ah, okay, so internal use gets more flexibility. That makes sense for businesses.
Right. It protects the open source nature when code is shared, but allows private use and the Apache license for the client libraries. That's much more permissive. It basically means you can easily use those libraries in your own applications, even proprietary closed source ones, without needing to open source your application code just because you're talking to TypeSense.
So easy integration without strings attached for your own app code.
Precisely. It's a smart balance. Protect the core project's openness with GPL. Enable easy adoption in any kind of app with Apache for the clients.
That really sounds like a well-thought-out approach. And if people run into issues or need help, what's the support situation like?
It's pretty robust. There's an active public Slack community, great for general questions, getting quick feedback from other users. Even the core team sometimes hangs out there. For bugs or feature requests, GitHub issues are the way to go, standard open source practice. And then for businesses needing guaranteed response times or private support, there are paid support options available with SLAs, service level agreements. So help is there at different levels.
Great. So community help, official issue tracking, and paid options for businesses. Covers all bases. All right, that brings us towards the end of our deep dive on TypeSense. I think the big takeaway is this isn't just another search tool. It's genuinely fast, super forgiving with typos, it's open source, and really seems built around making developers' lives easier while delivering, yeah, truly delightful search experiences. No PhD required really sums it up. It makes complex search stuff feel accessible and efficient, whether you're just starting out or scaling up big time. A real game changer, it seems.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, doesn't it? If a tool like TypeSense can revolutionize something as fundamental as search by focusing on speed, simplicity, and, well, SCAR features, what other parts of our digital lives, our everyday online interactions, could be made significantly better, more intuitive, maybe even delightful? It poses a question. Where else can we apply this kind of focus on core user needs and really clever, thoughtful engineering to smooth out the friction in our digital world? Something to ponder as we all keep searching for things online.
That's a fantastic thought to end on. And once again, huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting the Deep Dive, your trusted partner for software hosting and digital transformation. Find out how they can help you at www.safeserver.de. One more time, www.safeserver.de. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.